Have I been sleeping? I've been so still, afraid of crumbling. Have I been careless? Dismissing all the distant rumbling.
And of course, that is a now familiar tune, Melissa Etheridge's original song for Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth. But that is not the only green film out there you want to see. There's many more each year, and a great place to find out about them is the Earth Dance Environmental Film Festival. And I'm pleased to be joined in the Green Street Studios by Zach Zeid, who is the founder of the Earth Dance Environmental Film Festival, otherwise known as the Short Attention Span Environmental Film Festival, although he says the shorts are getting a little longer because there's more to talk about.
There is. Thanks for having me.
Sure. It's a pleasure to learn about your growth.
Yeah, it's been fantastic since we're 4 years old now, and we now will be showcasing over 40 films. About 15 of those are shorts. We compile them together. It's like making your favorite mixed CD for your friend. So there's a real rhythm and a cadence to it, and we're really focusing on the empowering, inspiring, funny films that are out there, trying to move away from the gloom and doom a bit.
Now, we know about some of them, The End of Voile, Who Killed the Electric Car. What are some other ones that we should look out for?
There's a fantastic film by a Canadian filmmaker named Peter Lynch, and it's called Project Grizzly. It did come out a few years ago, but it's about this man who becomes obsessed with creating a grizzly-proof suit and going out into nature and encountering a grizzly and seeing what it would be like to wrestle with a grizzly.
Can I ask how it turns out? No, you have to see it.
You should see the film. It actually was named by Quentin Tarantino as one of his favorite films of all time.
See, it can be a little offbeat, green. It's not all serious gloom and doom.
We're looking at relationships, really, because I think that's what it's about. And people, I think, are tired. We essentially all know that there is a problem. And what I'm trying to create here with the vision of the Earth Dance Film Festival is this sense that we have a very multifaceted relationship to the natural world, and we have for thousands of years.
And using art is one very strong channel.
Exactly. Exactly right.
And are we starting to see more of it? I know there's a greenmuseum.org effort. I know there's Green Planet Films,
uh-huh,
also out of the Bay Area.
Right.
And that's like a green Netflix.
Exactly
service.
Right. Yes. Yeah, Susan, who started that, is a friend of ours, and she will actually be at Earth Dance Film Fest on April 14th and 15th at the Oakland Museum of California. And Sam Bauer, who started Green Museum, also will be there as well. So in addition to the films, what's really important for us is that this is a coming together of people, that we're bridging the gap between art, science, and nature, and creating a container for people to share ideas and inspiration.
Especially if it's delivered in entertaining and engaging fashion.
Exactly. And it's being the thing that I really appreciate now, having worked on behalf of the planet and its sentient beings for over a decade now, is that it's not being marginalized anymore. It's very much integrated into our lives and our lifestyle.
So, reason for encouragement. And what
Absolutely.
Do you hope to see in the next year? And how do you find people who, I'm sure they find out about you. You don't probably have to look very far.
It goes both ways. We put the call out there to the universe and we get people contacting us. And lately I've been getting calls every day from people all across the United States and the world, really, to help them organize locally to bring this brand of entertainment and information to their communities. So we bring a compilation of our larger festival to their town, to their city. We've been to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. We're going to Oslo, Norway. We're going to Virginia and Georgia and Chicago, places that are really exciting and are craving for this. And we see it, and we want to help people raise awareness about their local issues as well as, bringing these more global issues home.
But you are launching it in the capital of green, and that's the San Francisco Bay Area. Give us the date and then where your tour goes from there, and let people know how they can access it, even if you're not coming to a town near them.
April 14th and 15th, 2007, we'll be at the James Moore Theater at the Oakland Museum of California, and they should go to earthdancefilms.com to find out more. And if we're not coming to your town, you can see there's a world tour schedule on our page, and you'd like to bring the festival to your area, we're more than happy to work with folks to tailor make an event that would work for you.
April is Environmental Month, Green Month. Is that why you're launching it then? I mean, it's always been associated with Earth Day.
Originally, it was associated with Earth Day. And we actually sort of were playing on the notion of Sundance and called it Earth Dance because it's a film fest for the planet.
Uh-huh. I like that. Thanks. Is Robert Redford coming to this one?
Not this one, but we hope to get him there soon.
And are you going to Sundance to look for green films there? I know Everything's Cool. Do you know the status of that one? We had Judith Helfand and Daniel Gold on, the producers of that. It's all about reaction to global warming. It debuted in Sundance, I hear. It wasn't even quite finished, and I haven't heard of it playing any place since.
I haven't heard either.
Have to track them down and find out, because that's supposedly a good one.
Yeah, I mean, we have lots of incredible short films, 30 to 50 minutes long, that people just wouldn't normally see. They haven't been picked up by big distributors, but that doesn't mean that they're not incredibly inspiring and quirky, weird and wonderful films.
I was just last night at this marvelous, magnificent, 100 Magnificent Marin Women Luna Fest. So they had shorts done by women, about women. And same thing. There was one really strong movie that I would see in a theater about a mother who gave birth and 3 months later found out she had breast cancer. Young woman in her 30s. Very powerful. And then the others were these really quirky, short little things. And it was entertaining. It was nice. Those are the bookends around the main film. So it was a very satisfying 2 hours to watch the whole thing. But there was a common thread, and that was women. Not that that's a minority anymore, but women. And then this is green. So something for everybody.
Yeah. And it can be a heavy topic. We know that. And so it's okay to lighten the load a little bit and seeing what else is people are doing that. Because it's funny when you see, for example, Sonny Bono take on the issue of the Salton Sea. And he was doing really good work on that behalf. And people kind of forget about
that. I didn't know
that. Yeah.
It's before I started.
We have a film called The Plagues and Pleasures of the Salton Sea that we'll be playing, made by a local Bay Area filmmaker. We'll have at the April 14th and 15th event, we'll actually have about 10 of the filmmakers in the house. And we also have an incredible film called The Disappearing of Tuvalu, which is the first documented case of island peoples having to leave their home because of rising sea levels, because of global warming. And it's a heart-wrenching story. Beautiful people in the South Pacific.
Because of you, I am inspired about our greener future. Thank you so much. Zach Zide, he is the founder of Earth Dance Environmental Film Festival, coming soon, hopefully, to a theater near you. If not, you can find them online. And you can find us online at www.ecotalk.net as we continue the heart-wrenching quest to get environmental news on the radio each and every day across America. We'll continue that quest and ponder the existential dilemma of our time, gold bars versus the future of the planet and its people. Awfully tempting, those gold bars. We'll see. Stay tuned.